Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Right Out of Politics, coming to you from sunny Miami, Florida. Thank you for tuning in. Today is Friday, February 26, 2021. A lot is happening in the world. Governor Cuomo from the great state of New York is being accused of sexual harassment. You would think the media would be on top of this like ketchup on fries, but no, crickets, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, nothing, no coverage. Only Fox has been covering the story. The double standard is astounding. We're also apparently, the U.S. is attacking Syria. Why? I'm not really too sure. Less than a month in office, and already Biden is going back to the politics of old of intervention and war. So much for peace and love, guys. Today on the show, we have my husband, Chris, and he's here to talk about the freak snowstorm in Texas, Trump going back on the national stage this upcoming weekend at CPAC, and a few other things as well. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. You're back.
Yay.
So, did you hear about Ted Cruz and the whole Texas situation? So, for those of you who didn't hear, because this was on every news show, apparently Ted Cruz had a pre-planned vacation to Mexico. Then that freak snowstorm hit Texas, and Texas went basically ice age in a few days. And Ted Cruz was in Mexico, and he was MIA, and the media was saying, "Where's Ted Cruz? Why is he taking a trip to Mexico?" And they released text messages, text Cruz's wife inviting neighbors and friends to go with them to Mexico while a snowstorm was on its way to Texas. So big controversy. Eventually, Ted Cruz goes back to Texas and is there for after the storm and try to assist any way he could. But mainstream media was definitely giving Ted Cruz a hard time. Your thoughts, Chris?
Well, man, it was so bad that even SNL had to chime in. So it's kind of ridiculous because everything has been, where's Ted Cruz? Where's Ted Cruz? And the way it was presented, this is unfortunately the fake news, they are presenting it that he ran away because he saw the snowstorm coming and ran to Cancun and or wherever he went. He went to Mexico. And at least my first thought, and this is what I've seen confirmed quietly off to the side, is this is a pre-planned vacation. The guy had set vacation 3 months out, and somehow, I guess he just didn't have a crystal ball to know that this is when a freak storm is going to hit. But let's say he did have this crystal ball and knew that freak storm was going to hit, or we just really want to say he was responsible for being there. I want to know why. If you're caught in a snowstorm and you're not ready for a snowstorm, is a politician what you want? If your pipes burst, your pipes froze, and your pipes are about to burst, do you want a politician or a plumber? Please, tell me what the hell a politician's going to do for you.
Can I push back?
What is a politician going to do for
you? Okay, here's the thing. I think the argument is that as a public servant, you should be present and able to assist any way possible. In his case, try to see if he can finagle federal resources back to Texas as soon as he can and use his influence to be present and try to respond to the crisis as much as he can and use his power as a U.S. senator to make sure that Texas gets what it needs during this time, not be on some beach at Cancun. Not that I agree with this argument, but that's the argument.
Okay, so while he's on a beach in Cancun, which probably has decent enough cell reception, and if not, he can grab the hotel phone, call up FEMA. Hey, FEMA, are you going to hook up Texas? That's the extent of his power. Does Ted Cruz even know how to switch out pipes? I don't think I want Ted Cruz swapping out my pipes after they've burst because they've frozen. I don't think he's qualified as an electrician. I really don't want to see him get fried because he tried to, you know, swap out a transformer. I don't see him being any politician, left or right, I don't see a politician being what I want in an emergency. If a hurricane hits, Rick Scott being at my front door does not help me.
Folks, we live in Florida, so he's using Florida and Senator Rick Scott as an example, equating to sure. the Texas situation.
Sure. I wouldn't want Rick Scott. I wouldn't want... who was the former Democrat that we had?
Bill Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Bill Nelson's an astronaut. That guy is intelligent. We're talking about a literal rocket scientist. But if you put that literal rocket scientist knocking on my front door, he's not really going to be able to help me.
So is Ted Cruz, unfortunately, the victim of a double standard by the mainstream media just because he's a Republican and a Republican that supported Trump and was outspoken about his support for investigations into election, questionable activity back at last year? Is that sufficient charges enough against Ted Cruz that the guy can't take a vacation?
Well, I find it entertaining because, originally the Republican Party blasted him because he was the one that went to the RNC and said, vote your conscience. So it's interesting how it's come around where he's evolved on the subject and said, you know what? Okay, I can work with Trump.
It's more than evolved. We're talking about a guy that was basically, it was him and Trump left back in 2016 during the primary process. And they didn't get along and both threw grenades at each other and then somehow were able to shake hands and move on.
Well, and to be clear, he was my pick for the 2016
primary. And I have to put it on the record, I also owe Ted Cruz something else because I met Chris at a Ted Cruz speech, specifically Lincoln Day dinner that Ted Cruz was headlining here in South Florida. So technically I have Ted Cruz to thank for my husband.
Well, either way, he's one of my he's a candidate that I like to follow. Yes, I do agree that the media is being unfair. Media is being unfair to every single Republican. I don't see any Republican that they're treating fairly at this point. One thing I still want to say though that frustrates the heck out of me, where hey, we want to blast this politician for not being there. I just want to remind people of what Reagan warned us about. Some of the scariest words you could hear is knock, knock, we're from the government, and we're here to help. And if you want proof of that, remember what happened at Louisiana. You know, Katrina hit, they get a knock at the door, hey, we're here from the federal government, we're here to help. And the first thing they did is help themselves to your guns. And made sure that you were properly disarmed so that criminals can rob you afterwards. And people were robbed.
But arguably during a natural disaster, a crisis, isn't the government's role to step in and try to assist? That's the whole purpose of government, to assist in those situations. That's why it's useful.
I wouldn't argue that that's its whole purpose. I am happy to say that it is something we should do.
It's the equivalent of back when we were all living in a village together and something really bad happened and the chief and his advisors would come and try to assess the situation. It's the modern day equivalent of that.
Well, the whole reason that we needed a federal government was to provide for the common defense, because 50 states together, 13 colonies back then, but now 50 states all together can provide a national defense that no single state can. And all the same, that's where 50 states can come together and provide relief better than any other organization on earth. I think that there's room for both government and non-government organizations to come in, help out. Private corporations as well. All three should be working together. So I'm not one of those people that I hate FEMA or think it's FEMA death camps or something like that. I do think that if the National Guard comes in, they need to protect people, but disarming people is not protecting them. Otherwise, though, you know, the National Guard is also a great asset in this regard, as long as they're not disarming people. A guardsman knocks on my door, okay, hey, great, but once again, the guy with the rifle is not going to fix my pipe. Corps of Engineers, on the other hand, they might be coming by to fix my pipes. That'd be nice.
So, moving from Ted Cruz to the other unpopular person, I think this is the forever unpopular person, according to the mainstream media, former President Trump. He's coming back on the scene. He's going to be talking at CPAC. It's going to be hosted this year in Orlando, Florida. Your thoughts? The media is having, like, a hissy fit over it.
When did he leave the scene? He left the White House. He didn't leave the scene.
Well, because he's been off social media and the mainstream
media. You mean kicked off?
Banned.
I'm still...
blacklisted. It's not...
When are we going to get the Trump media network and the Trump social media network?
Would actually sign up?
I probably would not, but I still would respect okay. him. No. Well, but I'm not on Twitter, so I'm not going to be on Trumper either.
How old are you? How can you not be on Twitter?
No. Twitter's not an age thing. Twitter is a matter of use case. I work in technology, okay? My thought process is if I'm going to use a technology, I have to have a use case for it. So the one I would advocate for is Reddit. I like Reddit. Reddit I find much more useful than Twitter. As a matter of fact, I thought it was interesting. I was listening to
Jordan
Peterson.
You mean the socially conscious investors on Reddit?
You couldn't do that on Twitter. Could not do that on Twitter. You needed Reddit and Discord for that. But
it was kind of entertaining to watch the big brokerage firms to basically have a fit over the fact that they couldn't control what was happening with the GameStop stock.
And it's good. I mean, this is what we need. That's the free market working there. And people that call themselves capitalists have gotten used to them being able to be oligarchs. And
for those people not familiar with what happened with Reddit and GameStop, can you provide a quick summary?
The stock market serves a purpose. I want to make sure that that's clear. But there are certain people that act on the stock market. I like to call them speculators that really don't provide any value. And so some of these are hedge fund managers, and some of them, they like to do this thing called short selling. They start messing with a stock's price. They're watching a business go down, any given business. And as that business is going down, they're making weird bets where, hey, I'm going to sell you a stock I don't even own, and then I'll buy it later, and I'll make money that way. It's really weird speculator crap that doesn't help anything. And, of course, they want that company to devalue. In this case, it was GameStop. Now, I'm not the hugest GameStop fan. I do like video games, but I'm part of the demographic that's actually stopping using them. I understand why they're starting to go down.
To be fair, you do not buy much from GameStop, but every time we go to the mall, we seem to have to take a detour into the store.
Because it's interesting to look at, but how often am I buying things?
Hey, I started out with the fact that you don't buy much, but we still take a detour into the store.
So yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. And that is part of the appeal. This is where some people are talking about they could turn around. And I agree, it's possible. I'm waiting on them to do it. But GameStop, what they have to do is, okay, they're in these popular locations like a mall. They have to capitalize on that. And it's going to have to be, they can't really sell video games the way they've done before, but they could turn into a service.
But what happened with the Reddit people and GameStop?
Okay, so Reddit got together and they saw that these people were about to short sell. And they got together and said, hey, if we start buying the stock, it's going to spike, go through the roof. And then these short sellers are going to be left on the hook with a bill, because what they did is sell it for, say, $5 a million shares, $5 a share, thinking that they were then going to have to buy it for $3 a share a few weeks later. Nope, now they're $50 a share. And so they're losing millions of dollars on this because a bunch of Redditors got together and said, number one, we're going to shoot this to the roof, and then we're going to be able to sell at a higher price or just enjoy a nice stock fluctuation. But then we're really going to stick it to these hedge fund speculators, because once again, we're not talking about people that are making the world a better place. The stock market in general makes the world a better place, gets money to people that need it. But hedge fund managers, no. Hedge fund managers are the people that caused the 2008 crash, or every single crash. Every time the stock market crashes, it's because speculators are playing games. So I'm glad that a bunch of people on Reddit use GameStop to stop the people that are gaming the system.
Touche, touche. So going back to Trump, or what do you think is going to happen this weekend?
Trump's going to Trump? I mean, come on. We're acting like Trump got cowed somehow. No. Trump never stopped being who he is. So, I'm expecting more action from him. I am going to be shocked if this entire time he hasn't been doing something where, like I said, building his own media company, building his own social media company, buying out, I don't know, Parler or something like that. But he need, you know, this is a prime time for him to do something like create an alternative to Fox, because Fox turned on him, and because Fox turned on him, Fox is going to fall through the ground.
Do you think that Trump will run for president again in 2024?
I hope not. At this point, I hope it's not even that I don't want him in office. It's just that because it's become so toxic, I think this is his chance to start using his influence elsewhere. This is where he can do things like, you know, influencing the Republican Party, out-primarying the people that need to be gotten rid of.
Cleanse.
To help with the cleanse. I still say he needs to start, you know, his brand is fake news and how bad the media is. He needs to do mainstream media and or social media and start giving people this alternative outlook, a different location to be able to, you know, get something other than CNN, get something other than Twitter.
Do you think the Republican Party's heading towards a civil war? I mean, we're already starting to see people like, you know, Liz Cheney, Congresswoman from Wyoming, former Vice President Cheney's daughter, coming out and saying, hey, I don't want Trump to be a part of the future of the Republican Party.
She's entitled to her opinion. I don't agree with her.
It's probably a minority opinion in the party, and the polls suggest that.
So, that's easy. I mean, we're... This is decided via democracy. She has every right in her position to state a position and say, okay, this is what I believe. It's on her voters to say they agree or disagree. And it's on CPAC to decide, are we Trump Republicans? Are we establishment Republicans? Are we the next generation of Republicans?
How do you think Biden is doing so far?
I'm sorry, who?
Biden, President Biden.
So you're talking about this president that's like a zero to the left? Sorry, as far as I know, Trump left office, and it's been unfortunate. I don't know really what's going on in the White House other than a lot of vapid, empty space. Is there something significant going on in the White House anymore?
I mean, some of the footage that's coming out of the White House, it should concern Americans about Biden's mental health and just overall health in general.
I thought that was known during the general election.
Known to the right. The mainstream media didn't report on it, and it's obvious that his health is in decline.
I mean, is the media actually admitting it now?
Well, there's some pretty embarrassing footage out there.
Yeah, but there's been embarrassing footage the entire time. The whole, we know these things to be all equal. You know the thing. Trump shot himself in the foot during that one debate where he wouldn't shut up because all he had to do was shut up and let Biden walk himself, because all he'll do it every time. He'll talk himself into
confusion.
Yeah. Let him get to the fourth sentence. That's all he needs. You know, he will have predefined scripts. He has his talking points, and he can get to talking point 1, 2, and 3, and about 4 or 5, he'll just zone out. He'll lose his train of thought. Every single time. Just let him keep doing that. The 10th time he does that, people are going to be like, I can't vote for that. I mean, if you're saying that Trump is mentally deranged, well, so is Biden. So which one do you want? Do you want dementia or do you want assertive?
I don't know. It's just concerning. And especially, I'm not a fan of Kamala Harris. So if something were to happen to Biden, we're stuck with her.
That is not who I want breaking the ceiling as far as
becoming the first woman president.
Yeah. I want to see a woman president. I do. I just...
Not her.
Not someone who smoked marijuana and then threw hundreds of people in jail for smoking marijuana for the same crime that she committed.
But hypocritical.
Beyond hypocritical. It's disgusting. I
agree. But we'll see what happens. Politics is definitely continues to be interesting, so we'll see where it takes us. Well, thanks, Chris, for coming on the show.
Yay.
Come back soon.
I'll be here.
Bye. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. Remember, the best way to show your love for the show is to give us a 5-star review on wherever you're listening to this podcast. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you hear your podcasts. So show us some love and please subscribe to the show on those platforms and give us a 5-star review. As well, you can find us at Right Owl Politics on Instagram, where you'll get the latest updates. I'm also on Facebook at Ariana Mendez, and you can find me there for the latest updates on the show as well. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you next week.